Welcome to the Daf and Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. Today we will be looking at the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis of Brachos states as follows: V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also taught, La'olam yashkim adam lebeis haknesses kedei sheyizkeh v'yimna im asar harishonim. A person should always arise early and come to shul in order to merit and be counted amongst the first 10. Shafilu mea ba'am acharov, because even if 100 people come after him, kibolov schar kulam, he will receive the reward for all of them. Schar kulam salkadaitach, the Gemara asks. Will he really receive the reward of all of them? Ela'ema, rather say, nosnim lo schar keneged kulam. We give him reward corresponding to all of the rest. It's clear from this Gemara that there's a value in coming to shul early. However, does this statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mean that as long as you're of the first 10, then you get the reward of all the others who come later? Or possibly, does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mean that there's a value to being the first person who comes to shul? The first person who comes will get the reward of the rest of the people within that first minyan, and therefore it's better to be one rather than two, and two better than three. And finally, maybe there's a third possibility, that even if a person is not of the original 10 people to come to shul, but as long as a person comes earlier than others, there is a value. It seems to me that all three opinions have basis within the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and it depends somewhat on the girsa, somewhat on the text that one uses in looking at this Gemara. We find that the Asar Mamaros, as well as the Machzitz HaShekel, or Chaim Simon Sadi Sifkot Chofches, the Gra in his commentary to Mishlei, Perik Yudalad Pasuk Chofches, and the Madana Yantav on the Rush, in the first Perik of Brachas, Simon Zayin Sifkot Yud, all maintain that whoever comes earliest to shul, there is a benefit. And that means that the one who comes first has an advantage over the one who comes second, and the one who comes second has an advantage over the one who comes third, etc., etc. It would seem that these opinions are focused on the language that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi uses, where he says that one should come early, kedeshi yizke v'yimne, in order that a person should merit and be counted im asar rishonim, with the first 10. Namely, the earlier you come, the more merit that you accrue. The second approach is to suggest that as long as you're amongst the first 10, then that's perfectly fine. And the rationale for this is found in the commentary of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah to Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in the Daf Be'arif, as well as in the commentary of the Maharsha to our Gemara, where they both maintain that the reason that one should try to come to shul and be a part of the minyan is because when the minyan first comes to shul, they are the ones that bring the Shechina HaKadosha into the shul. And therefore, it doesn't really matter whether a person is number one, number two, or number 10. It would seem that these Mefarshim rely on the text that the Rush, the Rif, the Bahag, and the Shibboleth HaLeket, amongst other Rishonim, had, where in their text it did not say Kedei sheyizkeh v'yimne. Rather, it only says La'olam yashkim adam lebeis haknesses, one should try to always come early to shul, Kedei sheyimne im ha'asar rishonim, in order to be counted amongst the first 10. A third opinion is found, and that is the view that is espoused by the Ataris Zakenim in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ataris Zakenim in Aruch Hayim Simon Tzadi Sifya Dalad writes that a person should always try to come to shul early, because even if a person is not part of the initial minyan, still whoever comes earlier is closer to the Shorish HaKedusha, the source of holiness. and therefore one should always try to come to shul earlier. This opinion, I think, is connected to the nusach, to the text of the Aguda, who in his nusach, as cited in his commentary to the first parak of Brachos, Os Tesvav, writes as follows. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, le'olam yashkim adam lebeis ha'knesses. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that one should always try to come to shul, v'yitel schar k'neged kulam, and receive the reward of everyone. He doesn't mention anything about being part of the minyan, because that factor is not possible, is not really relevant. The bottom line is there are three different opinions, and obviously the earlier you come to shul, the better.